And back now with Day to Day, the U.S. Justice Department is investigating possible price fixing in the music industry. This is not the first probe of this nature. New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer launched one late last year. Marketplace's Janet Babin joins us now. Janet, tell us about this particular investigation.
Well, no, I spoke briefly with Gina Talamona of the Justice Department, and she would only say that the Antitrust Division is looking at the possibility of anti-competitive practices in the music download industry in general. Now, Reuters reports that Sony BMG has already received a request for information from the Department of Justice, and it's likely that the other major labels, Warner, EMI, and Vivendi Universal, could also be a part of it. And as you said, last December with the Attorney General Spitzer's investigation, those were the companies included in his probe.
Yeah, this one sounds like it could go a bit farther afield than Spitzer's.
Yeah, that's possible. There's been some speculation that the Justice Department is reviewing licensing negotiations with Apple's iTunes Music Store, but we don't know for sure which licensing agreements might be called into question, and there are quite a few of them involved.
Apple sells, I believe, more downloaded music than any of the other sites out there.
Yeah, in the news recently, more than a billion songs sold. And to play the songs back, you have to have an iPod or iTunes software. I spoke with David Berlin about Apple's role here. He's executive editor of ZDNet. Berlin says this setup really gives Apple an unprecedented amount of control over the record business and the technology business, and that the Justice Department could be looking into that.
It's very possible that there could be what's called a tying violation in antitrust terms there, where in order to play this music, you need Apple's technology, and that's sort of tying the sales of something that people generally buy online and should be able to use anywhere to Apple's iPods, for example. And the antitrust division may be interested in figuring out a way to untie that bind so that people can buy music and play it anywhere.
But the Justice Department refused to elaborate on that scenario. You know, there's been an ongoing feud, really, between the record companies and Apple's chief executive, Steve Jobs. And last September, Jobs called the industry executives greedy for wanting variable pricing on downloads instead of the 99 cents that you pay at the iTunes store. But, you know, the record labels think it's only fair that a hit song should cost more than a B-side song. Well, coming up later today on Marketplace, move over MIT and Caltech. When it comes to the world's hottest engineers, there's a new university on top. That's later today.
Thanks. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media.